Blog Talk Radio.
One night Farmer Brown was taking the air, locked up the barn and with the greatest of care. Something stirred when he hollered, "Who's there?" This is what he heard: "There ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. So quiet yourself, stop all that fuss. There ain't nobody here but us. And kindly point that gun the other way. And holla, holla, holla up and hit the hay, 'cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens. Ain't nobody here at all. Kicking up an awful dust. We chickens trying to sleep and you butt in. And hobble, 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 hobble with your chin, 'cause tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. We got eggs to lay. Ground to dig and worms to scratch. Thanks a lot of setting, getting chicks to hatch. 'Cause there ain't nobody here but us chickens, done. Nobody at all. So quiet yourself. Nobody here but us. They kind of point that gun the other way. And how am I?
You're listening to Nonprofit Radio, FM 97.3, KZAC LP Sacramento, 104.9 FM, KGIG LP Modesto Ripon, RFM 93.3, KPHD LP Modesto Series.
Welcome to today's edition of The Backstory with former Mayor Carmen Sabatino, with news and information you will not read in the local paper or hear on area radio and TV. The Backstory presents an insider's view of what's really happening on a local political scene. And now, let's join your host, Carmen Sabatino, to learn The Backstory.
Well, good morning and welcome. Carmen Sabatino, former member, I'm a former member of a lot of things, but former Mayor Modesto. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
You know, I went to the City Council this week once. That's the only time they meet. And then I went to the Board of Supervisors meeting Tuesday morning. And we were talking about, I was talking about campaign financing. Shared with them some 460s. 460s are documents that candidates file when they want to run for office. And it's supposed to tell you the purpose, what office you're running for, the purpose of the committee, and then you have to tell them how much money you raise and how much money you spend. And anyhow, that's what I wanted to share with them. And principally, I wanted to talk to them about George Petrolakis. And George sort of stays below the radar. He is very, very good at what he does. And what he does is elect people to office. I know he was my campaign manager in 1985, not because he wanted to. He's also, how would you say it? He would make a good double agent. I've seen him in certain campaigns defending or representing two candidates in the same race, and neither one knew what was happening.
So anyhow,
that he's good at it. He's tried to fix elections, I don't know if he's got. I know he tried to fix one that I know of, but wasn't successful. But anyhow, in going to the council meeting Tuesday, it occurred to me that the mayor, Ted Brandball, who seems to be, I don't know him very well, except politically, what he does. does as mayor. Good politician, I guess. He came over and shook my hand.
That amazes me.
Well, no, I guess that's what you do. He'd like to. Well, he probably knows what you're there for. So if he shakes your hand, maybe we
sweeten the bait a little bit.
Yeah, that's, you know, we don't have to. We don't have to get too truthful. Getting back to George Petrolakis, you know, we have our bumper music, and sometimes we don't tell people what that represents, and what it represents is a fox in the chicken coop telling the farmer to stay away. We're okay. Don't bother us. Everything's cool here. In this case, we, the general population, are the chickens in more ways than one, and George is the fox. And the sheriff, or the farmer, is, how should I say it, what would he represent? Well, decent people who want to protect us. And so George tries to keep them away from us by going out and seeking candidates who may be decent people, but their purpose is to make money. And they, a lot of times, find it easier nowadays to use taxpayers' money to make money. You know, at one time, the city government hired employees, and those employees had supervisors, some good, some bad, some competent, some not competent. But the city ran things. For example, they would provide services downtown, pick up the garbage, keep downtown clean, provide police services. What other services did the city provide? Well, it came then that it was maybe cheaper in the long run. But if you wanted to reward your friends, city council, first of all, we have to remember where the city council came from. They came from you, the voters, who elected them because George Petrolakis convinced you that he was a candidate. So anyhow, when you had the votes on the council, then you could do things. You could change the direction of how the city operates. And instead of hiring people, for example, I think we have one attorney, maybe two, in the office, in the city attorney's office. That office is now occupied, physically, but the position, by a law firm called Myers Knave. And Myers Knave, his principal is a man by the name of Adam Lindgren. So all the legal work that used to be done by the city attorney's office is now by the city attorney, but it's been outsourced. And so the city bids on what they're going to pay. Not bids, they hire people. Okay, we're getting the delivery.
All right.
Hey, that's great. Thank you. Yeah, move it around there. Yeah, let's do. No. All right. Okay. We'll, like I say, we're in the middle of a delivery here, but we'll do it. So, I guess the phrase or the saying would be, if you want to make money, form a nonprofit, get a contract with government, and write your own check. That's basically where the trend is. And in Modesto, it's quite large. We have many, many nonprofits, and we've talked about them. But getting back to Petrolakis, and actually I wanted to talk about George electing Ted Bradfell. And it was... Okay, thank you very much. It's in there. All right, we got that taken care of, so we'll be able to feed you here at the restaurant because the order just came in. Anyhow, Bradfell was elected, and I said, by George Petrolakis. He was recruited by George in the last day of filing Bradfell poll papers and ran against Garrett Marsh. Marsh had to go because, well, I don't want to get too far afield, but I want to tell you that Garrett Marsh, when he ran for re-election against Ted Bradfell, supported a half-cent sales tax. And the reason he supported it is because we needed police and fire. Actually, I think he supported a 1%, wasn't it?
Do you remember? I think so.
And it was defeated. And it was defeated by people of power and means who did not want to see that tax, the city tax, pass, because they had better plans. They were going to vote for a county tax, which was called Measure 11, Measure L, and it made, I think, what, $25 million. I mean, it was a countywide tax, and we're going to pay that tax for 25 years. So your grandchildren will still be paying a tax that is going to be used for 132, although it was sold on the idea that we were going to fix potholes, we were going to fix streets. Well, there's no profit in fixing potholes. The real profit is building roads that will transport people from one place to another. Existing streets always, you know, take second, third, or fourth place. You know, we haven't mentioned that the phone number here is 846-1814. And when you call in, if you want to make a comment, ask a question, just press 1. And spread the word that all you have to do to reach us is take out your cell phone and call 846-1814, and you'll be here. Okay, so getting back to the mayor, and I don't know if he realizes it or not, but the chances of him running for re-election are slim, because I think if he runs, he would lose. Because already, after 2 years, candidates are lining up to run.
Any names we know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's Manny Grewal. Well, Manny Grewal, he's on the council now. He does not want to be mayor. He wants to be in the state senate.
Yeah, he's got higher aspirations.
Absolutely. And he's got a lot of money. I think he's got over $400,000 in his account. But he had a little setback just the other day because Assemblywoman Eggman has decided to run for that seat, and that seat is predominantly in San Joaquin County, and that's her county. So she's well-known there. So I think it's just a little bit of a setback for Grewal to run for the Senate. So who knows? If he's convinced that he can't be a senator yet because it's not his turn, you know, he may decide to just run for mayor.
Do you know on the 460s, if there's money on there and you run for a different office, can you transfer that over? That you get to keep that money to run a different office?
Yeah, I think you can.
Okay.
You know, that's a good question. Yeah. Well, we can check. We can ask. So the other people in line are Bill Zelocki. I think he's presently on the city council. And despite his denials, Doug Ridenour could be convinced to run for office. Brandwall, because he was recruited at the very last minute, has been dependent on the advice of Petrolakis Sigiris and that team. So he has spent 2 years just trying to catch up on what's going on, and he does. He's admitted that the city is in chaos, and he's admitted that he's not doing well. He isn't saying I'm not doing a good job, but anyhow, he and in that race, I recall he said that George Petrolakis recruited me to run. So I challenged him on that, and I said, "Really?" So he said, "No." And he came into the restaurant before that election, and he said he wanted my vote. And then he said, "You know, George persuaded me to run." So I said, "Well,
same meaning."
No, I don't think so.
Recruited and persuaded.
Recruit and persuade is, I think, different.
Okay.
I think so. I mean, it.
My bad.
Persuade means, would you? We'd like to see you run, but I was persuaded. I'm not a recruit.
You'd be a good mayor versus we want you to be mayor.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that might be it. So anyhow, the problems that this city has had, not only in the last 2 years, but in the last decade, have been tremendous. And it's because the system now has been ingrained. It's sort of like a culture has developed. It's like we're chickens in the chicken coop, and we're afraid. And you should be afraid. So, hey, yeah, you showed me a June 9th, 2016 article by Bruce Roman.
It was Alta Valley's Citizen site.
Yeah. And it's, what is the title? Brandwall, the New Dick Lang. Well, you know, Bruce does a good job of describing, because he was on the council for 4 years, describing the political system that exists here. And his article, I think we ought to put that online. I think it's a good article. And I think he was complimentary to me. Because I thought the article was thorough. It It asked, was Ted Brandvall the new Dick Lang? Well, who knows? I mean, I know Dick Lang. Brandvall is only the new Dick Lang in the sense that he is controlled by developers, who incidentally will just throw him under the bus. They don't care. I mean, and there's a whole list of mayors that it's been decided that they shouldn't run if the Garrison and Petrolakis think it's, we've used you up. I'm reminded of one city councilman, Pat McGrath, who was a huge candidate for Zegaris. Didn't make any difference. For the next election, Zegaris just called him in and said, Patrick McGrath had been beaten up on Peggy Mensinger. So Zegaris said, you beat up on a little old lady with white hair, and maybe your negatives are too high. In fact, Zegaris did that to me when I ran for office. I think it was 85. Okay, it's too long a story to tell you now. So, getting back to this article about the new Dick Lang, Lang was voted out of office in 1999 because people were fed up with the higher fees and declining city services. And I ran for office in that year because people were fed up. The city was in an economic downward spiral. I promised to fix the roads. We're going to take care of potholes. Brandvall being recruited. It's evident, though, that he is backed by the same interest group that supported Dick Lang during his years in office. And Lang's job was to bring development into the city, to build houses, to find land where houses could be built, and probably the biggest scandal in this office, in this city, supported by the mayor, was the Village One financing debacle. That was probably the pinnacle of Lang's dubious decision to subsidize the cost of residential development infrastructure with taxpayer money. Well, there's an instance where a nonprofit wasn't formed. Lang and the city just did it. And to the tune of $68 million. That created Zegaris' empire.
Does Village One tie into that? Is that a different thing?
I didn't know that was Village One. We put in the sewers. And, of course, it was sold as a village. It was going to be winding streets. And the drawings were great. People wanted to live there. But as soon as the sewer went in, it was line them up and build them.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was just, what it is now. Okay.
Is it called something else now?
No, it's called Village One.
Okay.
But Village Two is not going to be Village Two. Zegaris has decided that Village Two will be called Tivoli.
Okay, Tivoli.
So, because the Village One was a negative, became a negative. Okay. So you had Lang as mayor and telling developers they could build as many houses as they could. And then what happened is that I got elected. And because it was a period of, like, increasing fees, and that made people upset.
How do we have such strong mayors in this city, or a charter city, not a strong mayor for a government like Fresno? Excuse me. And our mayors are very strong here. Yeah.
Actually, the mayor is weak unless he has the support of the people of power and means.
Okay.
The mayor of Modesto is only one vote. And so he has to get three other votes to get things done. So in that sense, he's, I hate to say powerless, but if you don't have three votes, you don't have power.
Okay.
And that's the problem now. It may be that Brandval no longer has three votes. How much more time do we have?
4 minutes.
4 minutes. Okay. Let's, you know what I wanted to bring up, and it's nothing prepared, but it's now March, will be March. We'll have just maybe a couple of months now till we have Love Modesto. And that is a yearly function of marketing. And again, it's not a city sponsored, but it's city supported day of cleaning up the city. And its director is a man by the name of Jeff Fishney. Now, Jeff, looking at the latest records, has gotten a $50,000 a year raise from Love Modesto. And I think, didn't we have a little debate with them last year? I don't know if maybe it's too late to find it.
You've got some flyers pre-printed up.
Yeah, well, my point was, if we're going to love Modesto, why don't we make Modesto lovable? Okay? What are you doing to make Modesto lovable?
Not making just, 1 square mile lovable.
Yeah. That would be, but there's a big controversy that I don't think I created it, but the former columnist for the Modesto Bee, Jeff Jardine, was very critical of the fact that I at the time asked about the law, and I asked if there was any law or ordinance that permitted the, I think it was the April 21st signs.
Right.
We have a clip of that. Would that be impossible to find?
Okay.
Yeah, it's funny. It won't. No, yeah. It's okay. It was only a 15-second clip. We're going to play that tomorrow for you. And we also are going to be giving you the tax returns for Love Modesto. And Jeff Fishney, and talk about that early on and get it straightened out with Mr. Brandval and with the city attorney. So, what else?
I said we're winding down.
Winding down. Okay. Spread the word.
There ain't nobody here but us chickens.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 11.
So quiet yourself.